not live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Friday, February 7th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers. Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got to tell you, man, my voice is going. I'm going to try to get through this last hour. But, man, this week I've been talking and talking and talking. I was on a Zoom call this morning at 7. Got another one tomorrow morning at 7. We've got a lot of stuff happening. We're excited. Want to thank you guys for all the prayers and support for Miss Vicky. The prayers are being answered. She's doing much better. We had the drains removed and ended up taking her out for dinner. I asked her, I said, where do you want to go? And she said, Olive Garden. So we were able to go to dinner, have a nice dinner. Walked in slow, walked out slow. Had to bring a little step to get into the Yukon, up onto the running board, into the truck. But she's doing really good. And asking for continued prayers throughout today, this weekend, as she hopes to go back to work on Monday. So greatly appreciate all the prayers. Pray that she continues to heal, that she continues to recover, feel better, stronger every day. And just appreciate you guys very much for doing that. One of the things I would ask that you pray about, too, is protection for our president, protection for our country, protection for our state as we head into a new chapter. I truly have bought into and totally agree with Donald Trump that this is going to be the new golden age of America. The left is going to have to get over it. Elections have consequences. Trump won. Kamala Harris lost. She lost badly. We now control the House. We control the Senate. And honestly, I agree with Pastor Chatfield. Donald Trump had 4 years to think about his agenda. He had 4 years to think about, if I win, if I get back in, what do I want to accomplish? What will be my legacy of my second term being the 47th president of the United States? Are we going to get back our status as being the world leader that we should be? Are we going to get foreign countries to respect us again? Are we going to be able to figure out a way to pay down the national debt? Are we going to be able to fix everything that's wrong with our country before I pass the baton on to, hopefully, J.D. Vance or the next Republican president? Because I got to tell you something. They're fighting us. Not only are the Democrats, the communist, socialist, progressives, but even some moderate rhino Republicans are fighting us. I talked about the challenge to my credentials by Melanie Greenfield. I read my response. I forwarded it to many of you. Well, we'll see. Credentials Committee will be meeting on Monday night. I'll have 48 hours to hear from them. I found out yesterday it won't be necessarily Tuesday morning. Could be late as Wednesday night or Thursday. But when I find out their decision, I will let you guys know. But we're at war. It's that simple. You need to stand up. You need to speak out against the enemy. Don't let them get away with things. Be bold, be proud, and do the right thing. Short break. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Fundraising is one of the most critical responsibilities of the state party chairman. Recently, the GOP state committee set a rule. Chairman candidates must raise at least $15,000 from at least six different donors. And within a day and a half, I'd already raised all that money. In fact, I raised an additional $100,000. For 16 years, I've been winning elections because I consistently raised the funds needed to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party state chairman.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second segment of hour number three. We're going to join our Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole. I'm having a little bit difficulty here with the technology, so bear with me. We'll add him into the show as soon as we can. There he is. Okay, he just popped up. Good deal. Here we go. We'll add him into the show right now. always looking for ways to save you guys money, lower the cost of living for you here in the state of Michigan, and possibly prevent some problems for you. Again, joining us on the line, Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy.
We talked about it last week, and man, we had some more issues this week. Tell us about this barn that had a complete roof failure. What happened there?
Yeah, it's snow loads and ice buildup. Weight on your roof is a real issue and can be real. And it there was a barn that went down, or a portion of a barn that went down, built back in the 60s. So, you know, this barn has withstood 50 plus winters. Some of those have been way worse than the winters we're seeing now with more snow. And it decided it had had enough, and part of it came down. And one of the folks on the ground said there was on one side of the roof there was over 8 feet of snow, and
8 feet of snow
on top of a roof, and that has to do with wind direction, has to do with drifting,
yeah,
and accumulation, and no meaningful thaws where roofs have, particularly metal barn roofs or metal roofs on any structure, where they would clear off. Metal roofs generally will clear off in the sunshine.
Yep.
And all that snow slides off, unlike shingles, that snow sticks to those a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
It just didn't clear this barn roof off. Hmm. And snow built up, and there was a catastrophic failure and a collapse.
Wow.
The other component that can happen, particularly with ag barns where there's manure involved,
okay,
is there can be a buildup of ammonia on a daily, annually, or, you know, over the year basis.
Sure.
And that can actually rot the nails or screws that hold together the trusses and hold the roofing on, and start to corrode the roofing itself.
Mm.
And that can also lead to catastrophic failure, because when you have a nail that rusts out, then you've got moisture that can get in that rots that little tiny piece of wood. But if you have thousands of these in a barn,
sure,
it can cause a failure at some point in the future.
Mm, unbelievable. So farmers listening, they need to get that snow off the roof is the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. And then inspect those barns for ongoing corrosion and damage, and that would be on the underneath, that would be in the, you know, the framing of that barn. And I talked to another farmer yesterday, as a matter of fact, going over some of these things, and they said they had found a cracked truss that they had to patch within,
sure,
the last couple of weeks.
Reinforce it.
Mm-hmm. And so you want to inspect these things on your barn. So even the small handy barns, you want to look at these things as a homeowner and check for that snow load and look for any damage and catch that ahead of time. It'll save you thousands of dollars and massive headaches.
Yeah. Well, one thing on that particular point, that would be under a deductible where people would have to pay that deductible to have it covered, right?
So they wouldn't. You don't necessarily pay the deductible, but let's say there's a $20,000 payout and you've got a $5,000 deductible, your payout check's going to be $15,000.
Right.
So you wouldn't have to pay the $5,000 deductible
out of pocket up front to get the repair done.
It's just that repair check, that reimbursement, that check you're going to get from the insurance company for that damage is going to be less $5,000.
There you go. Now, one thing I talked to you about, Farm Bureau, especially dealing with so many farmers, all the different farms that you guys insure, I think this would be a fantastic marketing idea for you to approach the home company and say, guys, we need to come up with some type of pittance, some kind of money amount that we would be willing to offer to people to get these roofs clean, because how many thousands of dollars could Farm Bureau avoid in claims if they took a proactive approach to this? You think that's a good idea?
I do. I'm gonna run that idea up the chain with my contacts, and I communicate. And one nice thing about Michigan Farm Bureau is it's a Michigan company. I actually know these folks that are in charge of setting some of these things. I know my underwriter. I've met her in person that deals with the home side of things. I talk to her on sometimes a daily basis about homes that I insure and how to do this. And how, because we have, let's face it, in Northern Michigan, we do unique things. People build unique structures. They have multiple dwellings on a property and they need to be insured correctly in case there's a loss in the future.
Sure.
And so we work through these things, and she's very good. So unlike some of the larger companies that you talk to random people or different people every time you call,
right?
I deal with the same people.
Very good.
So I'm able to take ideas like this up the chain to the top and let them noodle on that. And, you know, nothing with a company or corporation like this moves fast, but you've got to start things moving at some point.
Well, you're a former legislator. You know how to move legislation.
Yeah, you just piece by piece, conversation by conversation, and you build that snowball, and it gets bigger and bigger, and finally something happens.
Well, I think from a marketing standpoint, because of the amount of snow we've been getting, the temperatures, 4:30 this morning, power went out because of those high wind gusts we had. Mm-hmm. I went out to take my garbage can out at 8:00 this morning. Tristan, you should see the number of small branches that are all over my yard and all over a Wood Special Drive.
Yeah.
I looked at Vicky and I'm like, this darn near needs to be plowed. That's how many tree branches there are.
And Mother Nature was pruning last night.
Man, they were pruning. And they're real small branches, which is weird. I've never seen small ones like this. That was just, you know, big ones, you see them all the time. Big branches.
Yeah.
These little tiny sticks everywhere. Let me ask you this question. On the insurance side of this, mm-hmm. people need to understand that this is part of their homeowner's insurance, including what they call outbuildings. Explain that process in the policy.
Yeah. So generally on your policy, it's going to say other structures. And other structures will be, you know, your handy barn, unattached garage. You know, on a farm policy, you've got other structures that are non-ag, and then you'd have ag structures, and those are dealt with differently. And this is where, if you're not with a company like Farm Bureau and you have farming activity, if you've got a barn with, say, rabbits, chickens, horses, whatever in it, that may or may not be covered because that's an ag building. And you're dealing with a company that does homeowners insurance and not farm owners insurance. You need to check on that. So if you have a pole barn that's got your horse in it and some rabbit cages, that's ag use. And that may or may not be covered.
Excluded from your policy.
Correct. That may be excluded. You want to check on those things. And then you're going to want to look at a company like Michigan Farm Bureau that specializes in covering all sorts of agricultural endeavors and agricultural risks. But I want to circle back to the snow load and collapses and think about the contents of those structures. And I talk with clients all the time. It's important to make sure you've got things itemized and scheduled within your policy. So in your barn, let's say you've got a pole barn with a lean-to. I had a lean-to collapse last month.
Mm-hmm.
There was a boat. There was a plow truck and there was a tractor in this specific instance where the lean-to crashed down. There was no coverage on the plow truck. There was no coverage on the boat and there was no coverage on that tractor. And there was damage to all three items because they were not scheduled items on this individual's policy.
Wow.
And so because it's a little fishing boat, you know, it's not a big deal. We don't need to cover that. Well, it's little and not a big deal until, you know, the boat is bent in half and you don't have a boat
and you want
anymore.
To go fishing.
Right. You know, and then, you know, the tractor's not a big deal until you can't snow blow your driveway because your tractor's caved in.
Right. Unbelievable.
You know, the plow truck's not a big deal until you can't plow your driveway. You know.
Right.
So you need to talk, folks need to talk to their agents about those items that are inside these structures that may need to be scheduled.
Scheduled would be pennies on the dollar for
Correct.
The coverage, and then they would be listed as being totally insured in addition to the building.
That's correct, because a tractor does not fall under personal property because it's a tractor.
Uh-huh.
And so some people think it's a vehicle, right, and a boat is a boat.
Right.
And so that boat is not covered under personal property. That needs to be specifically and individually scheduled. We would need the, you know, the trailer included. That needs to be scheduled as well.
And so basically anything with a title.
Yes. Yes. And including, so let's say, you know, lawnmowers. Lawnmowers are covered under, personal property on homeowners insurance. But we're talking about, you know, a lawnmower you're going to go buy at Home Depot for $3,000. Mm-hmm. If you've got a $15,000 Kubota zero turn,
right,
that's not covered.
Wow, that's
that
amazing.
That needs to be scheduled because that's above and beyond, normal air quotes a lawnmower would be to maintain a yard in a property like that.
Gotcha.
And so you would want to make sure that item was scheduled. You
right. Know, if you got $800 even in my example, that doesn't have a title, I don't believe, like
no.
A boat or a truck or anything. Okay, got yep. It.
But
you need to make sure you convey all this information to your insurance agent.
Yes, that's why people, I get this comment all the time, man, you ask a lot of questions. Yes, I ask a lot of questions. I'm going through, if it's over the phone, you know, we're walking through your barn virtually together. Mm-hmm. And looking at the things, you know, you've got some very specialized lathe tools in there that need to be accounted for.
Right.
You know, it's the whole picture. It's not just as simple as calling up, hey, I need some homeowner's insurance.
Yeah, exactly. You got to ask the questions, exactly. Yeah.
I want to ask you
this point, though, on that. I just got a text message. If I, because we've always told everybody, they hear it every week. We talk about it all the time. Insurance checkup. Get your deck pages, your declaration pages. Email them over to Tristan. He can review them, talk to you, ask a lot of these questions, get you through it. Their question is specifically, how long does it normally take? They've just got their insurance renewal, and it's up. It's coming due the end of this month, February. Sure. Do they have enough time to send you the information?
Yes. I mean, sometimes we can do this rather quickly for fairly basic policies. You know, we can do them in under a week or so. It's better if we have a month, and then you get into these complex policies. It can take 2 or 3 months to get the inventories correct for coverage for, you know, the different tools and items you have on your farm, for example. But we want to go at least 8 days out. There's a discount for pushing a policy out 8 days. And think about that from a risk standpoint. If somebody calls me and say, I need homeowners insurance today,
sure,
versus somebody that's planning ahead and says, hey, I'd like to, you know, get a quote and look at changing insurances, or my renewal is in, you know, 2 weeks. We're pushing that out. That's some pre-planning. That's a better risk from a company standpoint than someone that waits till the last minute and needs insurance right now.
Right. Absolutely.
And
well,
so
I'm going to give out
the discount for that.
The phone number to Tristan's office in Bel Air, 231-533-6489.
Mm-hmm.
Again, 231-533-6489. He also has a website, his name, TristanCole.com. It directs you directly to his office, so you can contact him, send him emails, reach out to him that way as well. So with that, Tristan, final statement on this roof, what should they do?
You know, when the weather gets above 20 degrees, either you hire the neighbor kid to do it or get up there and begin to remove that snow load so that ice does not build up. On that social media post, I included pictures of a house that has got about 18 inches of ice built up in a valley, and then another probably 18 or so inches of snow on top of that. That is not good for a home. So be safe and keep those roofs clean.
Absolutely, sir. Greatly appreciate the advice. Again, TristanCole.com. Numbers listed there. Give him a call. Appreciate you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bomb the Hour News of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great,